number 12 is from Corporation Counsel and the Register of Deeds requesting authorization to file litigation to recover unpaid real estate transfer fees from the Federal National Mortgage Association and the Federal Home Loan Mortgage Corporations, and further request authorization to enter into a contract with Hanson, Whitaker, Dixon, Kruger, and Reynolds to represent the interests of Milwaukee County. This also went to the Judiciary Committee, which recommended approval on a vote of 5-0.
Good morning, Chairperson Johnson, Chairperson Cullen, supervisors. With me is Corporation Counsel. And for those who might not know me, John LaFave, Register of Deeds. On my right is Aaron Dickinson from a law firm that Corporation Counsel is recommending that the county retain for filing this lawsuit. I'd like to summarize it very quickly and then let them make additional comments and then welcome your questions. When a property is sold and a deed is recorded in our office, a transfer fee is collected as per state law. 80% of that fee goes to the state, 20% to the county. There are situations where such a sale is exempt from fees. And one of those situations is when the sale is by a governmental agency. Well, Fannie Mae has not been a governmental agency for decades. Suits have been filed in Georgia, Florida, Michigan, probably elsewhere, challenging their claim of exemption from transfer fees imposed in the various states. The lawsuit in Michigan was ruled in favor of two counties that filed it a few months ago. Federal court said they're completely right. Fannie Mae is now appealing that decision, and the attorneys in that case are working with Fannie Mae requesting data to determine what those transfer fee amounts will be. I think it's very clear that they will win on any appeal, and therefore Milwaukee County should embark on a similar lawsuit, which will have no cost to the county, to collect transfer fees on sales by Fannie Mae for its properties. We can go back 6 years with the statute of limitations. Such a lawsuit by the county will benefit all counties in Wisconsin. In fact, it'll benefit the state of Wisconsin because they'll get their 80%. The resolution information with that, the fiscal note, mentions $100,000. That was a top guess off the top of my head on short notice. What we've done in my office, because these deeds, these sales, have no mention of the value of the property. There's no transfer fee amount stamped on the first page because they claimed the exemption. The only way at this point we are able to approximate what the value may have been was to look at a subsequent mortgage by the new owner. And 6 years or 72 months worth of such recordings in our office is quite a lot. So I had a staff person take two whole days to examine 2 months worth, find those subsequent mortgages, and we came up with extrapolating that to 6 years, approximately $900,000 in transfer fees. 20% would have been for the county, which would be $180,000. I think that's a minimum because we just looked at 2 months, and there could be other portions of that six-year time period where there were many more sales. So I would say now, I think at a minimum, with the success of this lawsuit, the county would gain $200,000 or more, of course, minus attorney fees. Other Wisconsin counties are eagerly watching Milwaukee take this lead, and I will be contacting them and hoping some of them will sign on also. And now I'd like to welcome comments from the others at the table here.
Mr. Grady. Mr. Chairman, Supervisors, a little bit about just process. The way this occurred is Mr. LaFave was approached by an attorney from Florida with this concept. Independent of him, I was approached by the local law firm, the Waukee Law Firm, that we're presenting to you today with this concept. We were on separate tracks, not knowing about each other for a while. And then eventually we got in touch, and at that point it really became a question of how do we proceed. There are two decisions embedded in the resolution for you. One decision is to approve the filing of a lawsuit. The second decision is to approve the hiring of a law firm to pursue that lawsuit. The first decision, I think, is tied to the second one. The law firm that we've proposed to you is the local law firm, not the Florida law firm, for a couple of reasons. One is we believe the strategy of the local law firm to file a lawsuit in Wisconsin for Wisconsin counties is the appropriate legal strategy, rather than the Florida law firm, which sought to institute a national class action, which we disagree with as in terms of the strategy. The laws of each state are a little different on these issues. In addition, there's always generally a preference for local businesses when possible. In addition to that, the local law firm that's proposed to you, the person who contacted me was Attorney Tim Hansen. He formerly was with Michael Besson Friedrich and was one of your counsel in the Mercer case, part of the team that represented you in the Mercer case, so he's familiar to us. Ms. Dickinson is one of the owning partners of the law firm because it is a woman-owned law firm, and she is here. Mr. Hansen could not be here today. The other thing that really is important is the local law firm is working in partnership with the Michigan law firm that has already been successful in the Michigan lawsuit on behalf of the Michigan counties. And so they have that synergy, if you will, of the strategies, the legal strategies, the database development for the damages, you know, mining the information in the Register of Deeds office to pull out the dollar amounts that are appropriate. And so the local law firm is proposing a contract, which we're recommending to you, which is a contingency fee contract that has varying amounts depending on at what point in the litigation it's settled. The maximum fee, I believe, is 33%. There is no cost. They're going to cover the costs to the county. So we have no risk from a financial standpoint in this litigation. Frankly, you can't get a better bet than that, to gamble nothing and maybe get $200,000, in my opinion. So we believe the litigation has merit. We would recommend the resolution to you.
Thank you, Mr. Reed. Attorney Dickinson. Good morning.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman and Supervisors. My name is Erin Dickinson. I think Mr. Grady said it, I'm a founding shareholder in the law firm Hansen Reeder, Dickinson, Frieder, and Reynolds. We all were former partners of Michael Best and Friedrich. I think Mr. Grady mentioned that to you, and I've represented the county before. I don't think I have a ton to add in terms of substance to what Mr. Grady and Mr. LaFave just told you, other than that this lawsuit has been successful in Michigan. It's a meritorious case. I think have a strong chance of recovering on the merits, and the synergies between that law firm that has already worked up that case and us, I think, gets us far ahead of the game. And so we'd be pleased to represent you. If you have any questions, I'd be happy to answer them, but I think everyone is covered this up.
Thank you very much, ma'am. Any questions? Supervisor Lipscomb.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I'll move concurrence, but I did also have a question. On sort of a related opportunity, and that is, are we aware of anybody pursuing a suit against MERS on transfer fee in the mortgage electronic registration system? That they've effectively set up their own sort of private registration system that circumvents transfer fees that would also normally be paid when mortgages are transferred. Have we explored that as well?
At this point, I'm not aware of any Wisconsin county that's making such a lawsuit. That's a totally separate issue from transfer. In other jurisdictions in the country, it has to do with the claim that assignments of mortgage should have been recorded in the register or recorder's office, and we're not. Instead, they use this outside MERS system. I'm not confident we'll be successful in those. I wish them well, some jurisdiction is successful, it could benefit us all.
Right.
So the Wisconsin Registry of Deeds Association has a study group that's been looking at this issue, but no decision has been made by our association.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. We have a motion to concur with the recommendation of the Judiciary Safety and General Services Committee. Madam Clerk, would you please call the roll?
Supervisors Haas?
Aye.
Schmidt?
Aye.
Jurczyk?
Aye.
Excuse me, Lipscomb?
Aye.
Alexander?
Aye.
Stamper?
Aye.
Cullen?
Aye.
Mr. Chair?
Aye.
Motion to concur, 8-0.
And what's the pleasure of the committee? Do you want to go one more, or should we recess until 12:30?
We should go one more to get
one more.
There's a lot of people here for
Okay. Item number